Hello, Angela speaking.
Hi, Angela. It's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff.
Hi.
I don't know if you remember speaking to me. We spoke like in the beginning when we were setting everything up before you got transferred over to Kevin.
Yeah.
It was definitely a few months ago. I just wanted to touch base with you and. I kind of got a brief email from Kevin of what was going on, and I also got an email about the account being declined here. So I just wanted to touch base and let you know that did you guys already go ahead and take care of the furniture? Did you guys just purchase it?
Yeah, we purchased it. We had like $300,000 of cash that we got from selling something that we had.
Nice.
That wasn't what we were planning on doing. We were planning on using you guys. But Kevin was unresponsive, mm-hmm. and he called me the other day, and I called him back, and he was rude to me and hung up on me.
Well, I am so sorry for that.
I was completely shocked. Before I decided to go with you guys, I had looked up kind of reviews on your company,
mm-hmm.
and I just told them, I said, this is not a professional way to act.
Yeah.
This is not how you run a business. I said, we've tried repeatedly to communicate. He said, well, no, you don't return my phone calls. I said, well, you called me earlier today, and I was in the hospital with my son.
Yeah.
So I'm calling you back now.
Yeah.
I said, I called you Monday, I called you last week, I called you the week before. And it wasn't just myself that reached out to him. Jillian, who works for me, had reached out to him. We'd sent him several emails, and he was just rude and unresponsive.
Well, I just want to apologize for that. I know he could have been frustrated. He's a busy man over there, but still doesn't give him, the right or the reason to act like that. I'm sure it was probably done out of frustration, but I wanted to let you know that I will be taking over the account officially here, and I wanted to be able to help you out with whatever type of other equipment financing you guys needed. I know last we spoke personally, you were mentioning that you guys were looking to find a place. You were just getting kicked out because, not in a bad way, but they decided to sell, from what I recall.
Yeah.
And
yes.
I guess, did you end up finding a new location?
We found a new location.
Good.
What, originally when you guys reached out to me, I wanted to see what our abilities would be as far as looking to either purchase a building or to get a building that we did a generous amount of TI improvements to. And some of that would need to be obviously self-financed by the company, and some of it would be financed by the landlord.
Mm-hmm.
And, we've now been in that space since this last weekend. We've only been in there for a few days.
Okay.
But to be perfectly honest with you, I get approached by people every 2 to 3 days offering us financing.
Mm-hmm.
And I really have no interest. Kevin said to me, he goes, I offered you financing when nobody else would. I said, excuse me? So what are you talking about? I said, you guys call me all the time asking me for my business, and I finally say yes,
mm-hmm.
and then you're rude and belligerent. And I said, and on top of which, the entire delay in getting information was getting information from Herman Miller and getting an appropriate quote. They can't quote us on a product until we have final measurements of a space that's been framed and drywalled. Drywall didn't even go up, and the space wasn't even completed until 2 weeks ago. The minute we got the information, we sent it to you, and we followed up with you every couple of days. I said, so I need to figure out where there's a breakdown in communication, because you're obviously frustrated, but I need to know, is this because my email's maybe gone to a spam box? Like, I was trying to look for a plausible explanation, and he was screaming at me the entire time.
I'm sorry.
I'm telling you right now, I don't want to work with your company. I will go and work with Bank of America, who I've always worked with. I have a private banker there who's been, I just didn't approach them because I wasn't even sure that was you know, I know what their terms of their financing are. They're a higher interest rate. And when you guys told me it was 6%, I have repeatedly asked for something in writing that says what the terms, how you guys structure your loan, what the amounts are for.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even know about $50,000 until he told my sister about it. He told me you're approved for $50,000, and then the next thing Jillian says, oh, you have two loans. I said, what are you talking about? He says, well, he told me you're approved for a second loan. So I called him immediately. He said, Kevin, what are you referring to? He says, well, you have another $50,000. And then he starts screaming at me on the phone that he's kept $150,000 earmarked for my company. I said, but nobody's ever given me any information.
Mm-hmm.
How am I supposed to know this?
Right. Right. I understand, and I don't blame you for not wanting to work with it. I don't blame you at all. I can say right now that I am, you know, like I said, I've been assigned the file here. I was your original rep. I don't know if you remember. We spoke.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, going on and off. And I don't know how. No, I don't want to say anything negative about Kevin. He's a good guy. He's been in the business for a while. So I guess if things don't go as smoothly, or I don't know what's going on in his personal life that maybe could have affected it, I can't speak for him. All I can say is that going forward, you'd only be dealing with me. My response to you is going to be very quickly. I would love to be able to try to earn your business back. And trying to get some things resolved for you guys. I do have, you know, your file open. I can get it back to approved. So I can handle this and then be on top of it. Because I know you're busy. And I remember speaking to you about your business, and you guys are growing. It's just been so busy for you. I know you're a mother. You have children, and your husband has his own business. I remember that. So he helps you when he can. So I know you're busy, and financing is not something you want to have to worry about, you know. So that's where I would come in and kind of be your banker there, and try to be able to help and answer any questions you might have, and really just get things done. My track record is pretty good as far as helping out customers and getting everything complete and to the next level there.
Well, I appreciate you saying all this. You know, unfortunately, at this point, we've just gone ahead and just paid for everything ourselves. So I need to figure out.
Let me ask you this. I know you said you paid for everything. What if I could still get you financed for what you paid and get your money back? Would that be something that would interest you guys? Or if you're like, no, we're just done, paid for it, we don't want to try to finance it. What would you like? Would you like me to try to get that money?
I would like you, because there are things that we're still contemplating doing as we're now moving into the space.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't mind, I would love for you to at least send to me, which I asked Kevin for repeatedly and I never got it,
uh-huh,
something in writing that says what the terms are of the loan that he proposes. He's never given me that.
Okay, so
I don't know anybody in business who agrees to doing any kind of funding that does not have official documentation that states the terms of a loan. That, to me, sounds very fishy.
You're absolutely right. So let me show you the reason, I don't know why he hasn't sent to you, but the way for me to get the documents to send you, this is what we do, and this is how we do it. We have so many different programs that we can't just write one specific rate where I can say, this is the rate, this is what the terms would be. How it works is once we have the invoice and I know what you want to pay for, I will get the documents created, okay? And those documents, it's the full contract. You're able to see what you're paying for, how much you're paying, how long you're paying, and then you have the option of saying, okay, I want to go forward, or you have the option of saying, you know, I read the terms and conditions, and I don't want to go forward. So the only way I can get you, like, actual physical documents is once we have the invoice and you're ready to.
But I've sent him all the invoices, and he just complained at me. First of all, I'm told that, you know, you guys are a small business lender, all right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And you're offering competitive rates, and
correct,
it's for equipment and business funding. Well, our businesses need new desking solutions. We need a couple of computers. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of software licensing because we do architecture, so we have these very expensive licensing agreements for AutoCAD and et cetera. Mm-hmm. We spent diligent amounts of time putting all that stuff together. And one of his comments to me on the phone is, this is a waste of my time. I received all of these ad hoc invoices, which we put together. If I don't know what you guys are looking for because it's not written in a clear statement, how am I supposed to get information that is acceptable to you as a financial organization?
Absolutely. And you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. It sounds like it's a complete miscommunication, and I want to be able to rectify it. So I tell you what, I will get the invoices. Whatever he has, I will get it from him. I will call him and have him send everything over. Let me take a look. I have the breakdown here of the CRI furniture was $20,184. The Apple computers was $2,652. Square Trade was $449, and there's an Autodesk of $1,080. Does that sound about right?
Yes, that's AutoCAD, yep.
Okay, so he has those invoices, I believe, that you sent to him. Let me gather that stuff.
Yes.
Would you like me, the one you took care of cash, was that the CRI furniture?
Yes, and we already called Berwick and ordered the laptop. That was done yesterday.
The laptop. Oh, you already paid for that?
Yeah. Okay. We just couldn't wait any longer.
And I get it. I totally understand. No, I get it. You have to run a business. You don't have time to sit here and wait, you know, for if someone said they were going to do something, they can't. I mean, it makes sense. And like I said, I'm going to try and rectify the situation and try to see if, you know, I can earn your trust back and earn your business back, because that's ultimately what we want to do. And let me gather everything. Let me see what I can come up with. And then how about we stay in touch? You don't have to talk to Kevin anymore. It'll just be me. You can save my direct line here. You can email me. Everything that you need to get a hold of me, I respond very quickly and in a very timely manner as well.
Okay, sounds lovely. Thank you, Jeremiah, for
your time. You're welcome. No, you're welcome, Angela.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.